我哋今日嘅经文会喺诗篇嘅第105篇第一到第三节，同埋第96篇第8到第13节。我哋先会用专用广东话启应嘅方式读，然后用英文嚟读。
Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 105 verses 1 through 3 and Psalm 96 verses 8 through 13. We will read this responsively, first in Chinese and then in English.
诗篇第105篇第一节咁讲：你们要听借耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为，让他唱诗歌颂，谈论他一切奇妙的作为，要以他的圣名夸耀。寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜。华的名所登的荣耀归给他，拿供物来进入他的殿宇，当以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华，全地要在他面前颤抖。一帮中要说耶和华做王，世界就坚定，不得动摇。他要按公正审判万民，愿天欢喜，愿地快乐，愿海和其中所充满的澎湃，愿其中所有的都欢乐。那时林中的树木都要在耶和华面前欢呼。听一齐读：因为他来了，他来要审判全地，他要按公正审判世界，按他的信实审判万民。
Psalm 105, verse 1. O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples.
Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wondrous works.
Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name, bring in an offering and come into court.
Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. You shall never be moved. You shall judge the people with equity.
Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it.
Let the field exult, and everything in it. And all the trees of the forest sing for joy.
And let's read verse 13 together. Before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
题目之今日传讲嘅信息系我们如何去敬拜神。
Pastor Wilson's message today is, How do we worship God?
If you were with us last week, we looked at Psalm 27 and saw the answer to the question, What is worship?
咁上個星期，如果你同我一齊嘅時候，我睇個詩篇第27篇，我係講到話咩叫做崇拜。
And if you recall, if you were here, we said that worship is not a matter of talking, just talking about the Lord God.
崇拜咪就話啊，你講到神究竟係啲咩嘢咧
？It's experiencing the Lord.
係經歷神。
And Jonathan Edwards. Had that wonderful quote. I won't read that again to you, but I'll give you the gist of what he said.
咁有出名嘅報道家 Jonathan Edwards， 佢曾經講過一番咁嘅説話。
He said, "Taste the honey. Do not simply discuss and analyze the honey. Taste it."
當你話知道有蜜糖呢樣嘢嘅時候，你唔會去。分析下，講下咩叫蜜糖，你係親身去試下究竟蜜糖係點樣樣嘅。
That's the same with worship. You can't just analyze it, you know, put it under a microscope. You have to experience it. You have to taste and see that the Lord is good.
你唔係話將佢擺喺呢個嘅顯微鏡嘅下邊睇下究竟佢係點樣樣， 而你係親身去經歷去品嚐究竟咩叫做蜜糖。
And if you also recall, we said that the psalmist David, he was worshiping God because of his desperate need.
我哋睇到詩人大衛，因為佢有咁嘅需要，所以佢去經歷神，去尋求神，去敬拜神。
See, that's what you need too. You need to ask the Lord for that. You need to see for yourself your desperate need.
咁我今日你都係一樣需要去尋找神。
Worship is seeking the one thing, the ultimate thing.
敬拜就係話你去尋求呢個最終你要揾到嘅嘢。
And that's the soul-ravishing views of the beauty, the excellencies of the love of the Christ.
呢個就係基督呢個最完美嘅呢個嘅愛。
Now, how is the question today, the two psalms that you read, how then do we worship God?
咁今日我哋個睇過嘅兩篇經文就講到話，我哋點樣樣去敬拜神呢？
And you know, just like anything in life, it has to be learned.
正如好似生命上面、生活上面每一樣嘢，我要學點樣去敬拜神。
And so my question to you this morning is, are you willing? Are you willing and desperate to learn how to worship God?
咁今日我俾你嘅問題就話你願唔願意，你亦都睇到自己有冇呢個嘅需要去敬拜神呢？
And so how do we begin to know how to worship God?
咁我點樣樣學識去敬拜神呢？
Well, there are three truths, and I'll try to cover them today. You'll see them slide two. Thank you so much, Beth. Slide two. Let's think about these three truths here. One, worship is giving God His worth.
第一就係講到話敬拜就將神呢個當得嘅價值俾翻神。
He's worthy of our praise, right?
佢係配得我哋嘅敬拜。
Second, worship is God giving us His presence.
第二就話當我哋敬拜神嘅時候，神將佢嘅同在係與我哋一齊。
Right? You can't have worship without God, right? He has to be here.
所以當我哋去敬拜神嘅時候，神係與我哋同在。
And third, worship is seeking God until our hearts are glad.
第三就話，當我哋去敬拜、我哋尋求神嘅時候，我哋係心中係歡喜。
So you're willing to learn today?
你今日願唔願意去學呢一樣嘅嘢咧？
To seriously ponder those truths?
或者去思考下、思想下，究竟呢啲説話講啲咩嘢咧？
Worth,
配得。
Presence,
同在,
and gladness.
是你心中的歡喜。
So let's look at that. The word worth, worship in English language is from an old English language word, worth-ship.
其實這個價值的意思來自這個有這個價值和這個敬拜兩個字合在一起。
See, the idea is that as we worship, we individually see for ourselves that God is worthy of our praise.
當我哋去敬拜神嘅時候，就係你其實就係講一樣嘢，就話你覺得你去敬拜神，呢個神係配得、值得我哋去敬拜。That
means you've begun to treasure Him.
即係話你會開始去珍惜。You
have seen for yourself by faith His value.
你自己親身睇到神嘅價值。Have
you done that?
你有冇試過呢？
That's the first how-to.
呢個就係話第一樣嘢，第一個嘅如何去敬拜神嘅第一點。
Is God worthy? Do you know that for a fact?
你今日喺你嘅心目中裏邊，你覺唔覺得神係配得你嘅敬拜咧？
That's why you need truth as well as experience, because you can't just conjure up your own image of God.
咁所以我哋話過，我哋需要呢個嘅親身嘅經歷。
God reveals Himself to us, right? In His Word, by the power of His Holy Spirit, we see His glory in creation, His creation.
透過呢個神嘅創造，透過聖靈嘅幫助，我哋睇到神嘅價值喺邊一度。
You know, Pastor Thomas and David Lowe, they led us in worship just now.
牧師同埋劉長老啱啱帶領我哋去敬拜。
And so, let me ask you, what is supposed to happen when members of a congregation sing, like we just did, these wonderful praise songs or hymns to the living God, what is supposed to happen?
咁你諗翻就係頭先，當我哋一齊高聲唱詩歌頌神嘅時候，其實內中裏邊應該有啲咩事喺度發生緊呢？
We start to begin to apprehend, treasure who God is.
當你去高聲敬拜神嘅時候，我哋去珍惜，我哋去讚美呢個神。
The light of the Holy Spirit of God takes little bits of truth from Scripture. And you know what he does? He fuses them into you.
去將神呢個嘅聖靈，將一啲其中嘅能力，去刺激我哋。
That's what it means when it says in the Bible, the blinders have come off. You know, the shales that have blinded you from the treasure have been removed.
就正如好似一個人本來戴住一個眼罩，除咗眼罩，正如好似聖經所講，有啲人個眼上面有個鱗片，啲鱗片跌咗落嚟一樣。
And you say by faith, I see, I now see that he's worthy.
我話憑信，我今日見到，我見到神嘅價值喺邊一度。
Have you done that?
你有冇試過呢？
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你明唔明白我講緊嘅係咩嘢呢？
Are you worshiping God?
今日你係咪喺度敬拜緊神呢？
He's available.
神,
He calls you to himself.
神呼召你，神要今日去願意與你同在。
True worshippers are thereby motivated to lift their voices gladly to praise him.
當你去真心去敬拜神嘅時候，你會大聲嘅高聲歡唱去敬拜神。
You know, one way to know that you're really worshiping, that your worship is genuine, is it kind of almost catches you off guard.
很多時候，或者你當你真係去敬拜神嘅時候，你可能都唔會留心到呢一樣嘢。
It's just as if actually you suddenly hear yourself saying, something's going on here. I'm actually worshiping God.
可能你突然間諗起，原來我而家喺度敬拜緊神。
John Piper, a famous pastor who's retired now, says worship is a way of reflecting back to God the radiance of his worth.
其實敬拜就好似係將神嘅呢個嘅光照反映翻出嚟一樣。
Right, you know what radiance is like? Splendor, like the beauty of a nice day like today.
好似將
beautiful sunny low humidity day.
好似將神嘅榮美，又好似喺今日一個咁明媚嘅早晨，將呢啲嘅光輝反照翻出嚟。
There's nothing like worship to move us forward in that appreciation of the value of the living God. And it's done in an appointed and a focused way. You know, that was what the worship leaders were trying to do for you today. Focus you in on who God is.
这个崇拜主席的责任就是想帮助你，带领你，将你的注目放回在神。
And as many of you have heard many, many, many times here, just about in every venue, every event that we have, every worship service must center on what? The gospel good news of Jesus Christ.
正如教会里面很多不同的事工，尤其这个崇拜，都是将个中心放回在这个福音的上面。
Have you ever wondered why? Why is that so?
有冇諗過點解會係咁呢？
It's because by the gospel we see together that God is worthy.
因為我一齊去睇到神係有呢個價值喺度。
And in the gospel the worth of God is given to us personally by his son Jesus.
而係透過耶穌基督將呢個價值俾咗我哋。
What could be more worth than the righteousness of the Christ?
有什么比神的公义比过你是更加有价值呢?
That's a hugely important theological concept that you need to understand. You don't have to be sophisticated to understand it. You need to understand the concept of justification.
当你明白到什么叫因信称义的时候，你一切你都会拿到。
You don't have to be a scholar to know justification by faith.
你不需要是一个学者去
It's simply this: Jesus takes the sins of believers upon himself, he dies because of it, and gives us gift gives us his perfect righteousness.
但是透过耶稣基督在十字架上的死亡，将这个公义是给了我们。Because
you and I cannot live a righteous life.
因为你和我不可以过一个公义的生活。
That's why Jesus has to die.
所以耶稣基督为到我们而死。
Because of that.
因为这样的原因。
And then he has to live too. Live the righteous life that you and I fail to do every day.
因为这样的原因，所以他为你和我去过这个公义的生活。
He gives it to us freely by faith, right?
凭信，他将这个嘅公义俾咗我哋。
And we live because of what he has done. That's the gospel. That's justification.
这个恩信称义就话佢将呢一个个义去无条件嘅俾咗我哋。
I'm sorry, you have to be a learner. You have to know that to be saved. You have to.
我今日要去明白，去学习到呢样嘢。
You have to comprehend that. You have to understand that through and through.
我要去喺明白，亦都系明白里边个中啊嘅意义。
Otherwise, you don't have his righteousness.
如果唔系，我哋就唔会有呢个公义喺我哋入边。
You haven't. You fooled yourself. You have not trusted in the living God.
如果唔系，我哋就唔明白咩叫做真系去信靠神。
You really don't have faith in the person and work of the Christ.
我哋就唔系真系可以话俾人哋听，我哋喺神嘅里边有呢个嘅信心。
In justification, that wonderful doctrine, we receive the righteousness of Christ. What could be more valuable?
你想想，当神这个的恩信称义是比一切的东西更加是有价值。
What could be more precious than the righteousness of Jesus Christ?
是有什么比神的这个的公义更加的宝贵呢？
You know why some of you say ho-hum? Because you don't understand. You don't understand the gospel. You only have half the gospel.
很多人说，听到这些说话的时候，耳呆呆地回答了他，可能那些人是真的没明白。
And did you know many Christians only have half the gospel? They believe half. They believe that, what half? Jesus died. Jesus died for my sins. That's it.
很多人说，我知道神为我死嘛。
That's true, of course. You certainly need that half of the gospel.
当然我知道神是的而且确为我们死。
But the other half is just as important, just as necessary. He gave you his perfect righteousness.
但亦更加重要的就是神将这个公义
And now by faith we live because of him.
而我们今日因为他的缘故，我们去过我们的生活。
That's why it's so valuable. How can you put a price on that?
当一样嘢系咁有价值嘅时候，你能够将一个咩嘅标签、一个价钱俾过佢咧？
Every day, you can't do that. You can't live the perfect righteous life that Christ lived. You cannot.
我哋冇一个人能够去过到呢个公义嘅生活。
Right, one obvious test is: do you love your neighbor as yourself?
我哋会讲到就话啊，我哋系咪真系去爱我哋嘅邻舍，如同爱我自己一样咧？
Right, do you take all the effort and time to try to understand someone?
你有冇去真系用你嘅时间去明白喺你身边嘅人咧？
No, our default mode is: how come this guy or this gal doesn't understand me?
点解呢个人唔明白我嘅？
That's what we do naturally.
好多时系我哋一个好自然嘅反应。
And therefore, that's why you need. That's one small example of why you need the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
所以我哋需要神嘅公义同我哋一齐。
That's individual worship. What's corporate worship is really the same thing, but it's collective, right?
咁呢个头先讲到系一个个人嘅敬拜。当我哋一齐去敬拜神嘅时候，咁又点咧？
In corporate worship, we're united to Christ and one another.
我哋系喺基督里边吓，大家联合团结一齐。
I know this illustration might not work because we don't see a bunch of horses around New York City too often. Maybe Central Park, one or two, or you know, connected to a wagon, to a what do you call that thing? You know,
wagon,
carriage. Thank you. These guys are very good. Carriage.
我呢个嘅例子就讲到马车呢一样嘢。Right,
but think with me. A team of horses hooked up to a wagon.
你谂想象下，就一个图画就话有一堆嘅马系拖住一架。 嘅馬車，一個車，
a team of six horses, right?
有六隻馬嚇，都係拖住一架嘅車。
If you know anything about horses, not all the horses pull equally well.
但係唔係每一種馬都係適合去拉車。
And usually one or two horses are slower, and they slow down the entire team. The entire team of six horses, the entire wagon goes slower.
咁你imagine就係六隻馬一齊去拖住架車去跑嘅時候，可能其中有一隻、兩隻馬跑得比較慢。
And one of the goals, did you know? One of the goals in corporate worship is to get more and more and more of us on the team.
咁你諗下，當我哋話我一齊去敬拜神嘅時候，啊，咁啊，梗係越多人越好啦。
So we're pulling together at the same speed.
咁你想象下，當我一齊去敬拜神嘅時候，好似一齊去拉呢架車嘅時候。
As a team, or if you're more traditional culture type, as a family.
好似其實好似呢樣嘢一樣。
A family, we're together.
好似一個家庭，我有一個大家庭，一齊去敬拜神。
That's corporate worship. We're very dependent upon the worth that others find too. Together.
咁當我一齊去敬拜神嘅時候，其實每一個人都有喺呢個嘅敬拜上面有唔同嘅貢獻。
Should I dare to venture and say maybe that's why our worship's not too good?
可能呢個原因好多時候點解我哋敬拜都好似唔係好足夠？
Because you can't divorce corporate worship from true fellowship.
因為當我一齊去敬拜嘅時候，我哋大家之間有冇一個真誠嘅團契喺入邊呢？
You can't say I can worship God. Doesn't matter what person X, person Y do. Doesn't matter.
你唔可以話啊，我係自己嚟敬拜嘅啫，同我周圍隔離兩個人咧係冇拉楞嘅。
It does matter.It does matter. The whole process will bog down if everyone is not lifted up. Lifted up high. Lifting up Jesus high. If you're not doing that, you're holding us back.
咁你想象一下就話，當我一齊去敬拜神嘅時候，如果我哋之間有啲人嚇冇真係咁做嘅時候嚇，都會影響到其他嘅人。
Now that's the first how-to. How about the second one? Worship is God giving us.His presence, God giving us His presence.
第二點講到就話神係與我哋同在。
You see, in defining worship, it helps to understand what we are trying to do. What are we trying to do when we gather to worship God?
當我哋一齊去今日坐埋一齊去敬拜神嘅時候，究竟你而家做緊啲咩嘢咧？
Well, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to know. We're just seeking to bring ourselves into the real presence.Of a living person, God.
我其實好努力想將自己帶到神嘅面前去敬拜佢。
The Bible makes up God is a person.
神話啊，聖經話到神係啊一個嘅啊有位格嘅。
Of course, God is spirit too, but God is a person. He would come into the person's presence.
神係都有佢嘅肉體係嚟到與你一齊去敬拜。
And as sorry, I haven't been keeping up the slides here. That's slide five.In worship, we find God to be, it's a little fancy word, transcendent, but it's pretty simple to define, different. He's different. He's holy. He's distinct. He's perfect. He's something other than we are.
在我們講到話，當我去敬拜神的時候，神好像一個透明的一個人，是很聖潔，是很不同的，與我們同在。
Do you see that in worship? God is much greater than you. You need to realize that. He is much higher than you.
当你去敬拜神的时候，你睇唔睇到啊神嘅崇高？你睇唔睇到神嘅与你同在咧？
Yes, we ought not be old-fashioned and kind of stuffy or irrelevant when we worship.
我哋唔系好似一种啊一个好古老嘅方法去敬拜神。
But it's okay to have a lofty.Worship vocabulary.
但好多时候我去敬拜神嘅时候，我都有冇用到一个适合嘅词汇去敬拜佢咧
？Because it's not always appropriate to just be a simpleton and just say God is cool.
唔系净系今日都话啊神啊你好酷啊。
Now, if you're trying to teach your seven-year-old about God, maybe that's appropriate.
可能你当你教一个七岁嘅细路哥好酷啊都可以。
Though actually.It's more accurate to say God is hot.
I think I can only say God is hot.
God is hot. By allowing your children to think just along one level, one line, without teaching them the full biblical vocabulary of worship is wrong.
但很多时候我都要教我们的小孩哥一个适合的智慧，一个适合的态度、方法，怎么去敬拜神。
Teaching one another and teaching our children of vocabulary worship raises the whole level of worship.
当人知道一个适当的方法的时候，可以将这个崇拜去带到一个高的层次。
That's why kudos to you all who volunteer for children's worship. You're doing a grand service, teaching the children a grand and lofty vocabulary of worship.
当我们平时有这个儿童崇拜的时候，这一些自愿去做的弟兄姊妹，是教给我们下一代怎样去敬拜神。
And we applaud you.
我们去感恩
for your sacrificial efforts.
我们多谢你的牺牲。
Because it's important to God.
因为对于神来讲，亦都系好重要。
And sometimes in worship services, we see that God is not only transcendent, that is, what? Transcendent. Different. What is he? Immanent. Immanent. Slide 6.
神在我当我与我敬拜的时候，不单止是在我们之间不同透明，亦都是在我们面前很重要。
In other words, not only is he distinct, he's close. Jesus incarnated. He is close to us.
亦都看到就说神是与我们很接近，是来到与我们同在。
The whole meaning of the incarnation of the Christ draws close. God draws close to us.
就说当我们要敬拜神的时候，其实神是与我们一起，与我们很亲近。
So on the one hand, you have to understand he's high and lifted up.
另一方面，他好像是被高举的一个神。
But at the same time, you need to understand he's not just holy, he's close to us, eminent.
他不单是崇高，但亦都是与我们很亲近。
He is all of that. He, Jesus in the gospel, draws intimately close to us.
又说当我们敬拜神的时候，神与我们很亲近，很亲密。
You know, sometimes in our worship, we find that we're very good on the eminence or the closeness.
很多时候可能我们的崇拜，给大家一个很亲切的感觉。
For example, often we hear somebody pray, Jesus, we just want to thank you that you're here. You love us no matter what.
很多时候我们说，我们感谢你，无论在什么时候，一起去敬拜神。
Well, that simple prayer stresses what? The closeness of Jesus.
当我们去祈祷的时候，我们讲到神与我们的同在，那个亲密。
Yet you can't stop there.
但另一方面，
You can't be presumptuous. That means overconfident.
但另一方面，我们不可以有太多的信心，觉得。
Because if that were the only kind of prayer we did, we would indeed be presumptuous.
当我们去祈祷的时候，不是只是将一个亲切感带给每一个人。
You see, you can't put God in a box. He's not that simple.
你不可以将个神好像困在一个盒里面，因为神不是一个这么简单的神。
And it's the presence of the living God that constitutes our worship.
是神的同在令到我们一起去敬拜神。
It is the presence of God that makes us want to worship. Have you prayed this morning? God, will you be pleased to meet with us today?
当你去敬拜神的时候，你会不会真系喺你内心里边想寻求神，想叫神同你一齐呢？
It's not just the pastor's or the elder's responsibility to pray that.
唔系净系个牧师或者长老去咁样祈祷。
When you come to worship,
当你嚟到敬拜神嘅时候，
have you prayed?
你有没有祈祷呢？
As you, even if simple prayer, just walking in the door, meet with us, please. Meet with us.
你今日当你嚟到敬拜之前，你有没有去祈祷话神啊，求你与我同在？
Because God's presence defines the worship and gives expression to it.
因为只有当神与你同在嘅时候，你嘅崇拜只有嗰个意义喺度。
Right. So the Lord is not like us. He's different, high and holy, but he's also like us. He's close to us.
一方面神是崇高，另一方面祂都与我们亲近。
But because the Lord is both transcendent and immanent, the presence of God in worship is not a simple thing.
所以既然神既然一方面崇高，亦都与我们亲近的时候，所以敬拜神不是一件这么简单的事。
You know, some things in life aren't that simple.
都有啲嘢係好唔簡單。
You need to understand that.
你要明白。
There is no formula that can just make God show up on an appointed time on Sunday morning.
唔係淨係話啊，我有個方程式，我每個禮拜嚟到咁就得啦。
I'm not talking about the omnipresence of God. God is in Hong Kong, in Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, and New York City at the same time. I'm not just talking about omnipresence.
我亦都唔係講到話神係無處不在，無論喺香港或者阿拉斯加或者咁喺呢一度。
I'm talking about special presence.
係講到神一個好特別嘅個人嘅與你同在。
Again, emotions are important in worship, and we must be given expression. They must be given expression.
一方面，我哋敬拜神嘅时候，我哋里边系有呢个感情喺度。
Yet emotions must also be balanced with what? Content, truth. You have to be singing truth. If you just sing gibberish, it doesn't matter.
但另一方面，我哋敬拜神嘅时候，我哋里边有冇内容啊？有冇真正呢个圣经里边嘅内容喺度咧？
There has to be substance in the words.It has to say something.
当你讲到神嘅话语里嘅时候，里边有冇呢个嘅内容喺度咧？
Because worship is not just emotions, though it is included. It's content, truthfulness.
所以我一方面系有呢个嘅真理，但另一方面系有感情，两个系一齐平衡嘅去敬拜神。
And that's so because worship, the nature of worship, has to be centered.On the right thing, the gospel. Centered on the gospel.
你敬拜嘅中心係你去敬拜翻神同佢嘅福音。
That's the heart of worship, God and His gospel.
神同佢嘅福音就係敬拜嘅中心所在。
And if you don't have that, worship is just reduced to a subjective experience.
如果唔係你嘅敬拜只係一個好個人、好主觀嘅一個經歷。
Reality in worship is not something we control.
好多时候唔系有啲喺我哋控制以内。
No one, absolutely no one can take credit for those special aesthetic moments when we kind of know God's here.
当我哋每一个人去喺亲身经历到神与我哋同在嘅时候，唔系任何一个人嘅做嘅嘢可以达成到。
You know, I know David Lowe would know this because his dad was a fine artist. Artists put on the canvas something that's beyond us.
刘长老嘅爸爸佢系一个嘅艺术家啊，当一个艺术家创造一个艺术嘅时候，佢睇到咗一样嘢出嚟。
It's something he or she seeks to put there.
系一个佢哋将一啲嘢摆低落嚟。
But he or she knows that when they capture it, somehow it's beyond them.
当佢哋去捕捉到嗰个嘅神韵嘅时候
，That's what I'm talking about.Special presence of the living God.
就係嗰個好特別嗰一刻，當你捉到神與你去同在。
It comes. He's present in that way during worship, true worship.
就話當你去敬拜神嘅時候，你親身經歷到神與你同在。
Well, thirdly, worship is seeking God until our hearts are glad.
第三講到就話，當你敬拜神嘅時候，係敬拜到我哋好歡喜嘅。
Beth, if you don't mind, go back to verse 3, 105 verse 3.
在这个诗篇105篇的第三节。
Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord, what? Rejoice.
他说要与他的圣名夸耀，寻求耶和华的人，心中应当欢喜。
Slide 8, it's important, of course, that we enjoy worship.
第三亦都重要就话，今日你去敬拜神嘅时候，你咪享受去敬拜神呢
？But we need to know then what that means. What's the definition of "quote unquote" enjoy？
咩叫做享受敬拜神呢
？Well, enjoy means to take joy in.
享受嘅意思即系话你好吓喺个里边，你揾到呢个嘅喜乐。这个是开心的。
For example, the psalmist tells us very clearly, Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord.
在诗篇 which was
37:4 is on the screen there.
他说第三十七，他说到又以耶和华为乐。
And be glad in the Lord and rejoice, Psalm 32:11.
他说你们义人应当靠耶和华欢喜快乐。
In other words, we are to take into ourselves the joy of the Lord.
換句話來講, 當你去敬拜神的時候, 有沒有神的喜樂在你的裡面呢?
You see, the Lord Jesus who saved us is indeed a joyful Lord.
他說我們的神是一個喜樂的神。
And we've been given, Christians, the joy of the Lord.
當我做基督徒的時候, 我應該有從神而來的喜樂。
I think you can't miss that if you read your Bible. It's repeated in the scriptures a number of times.
當你看聖經的時候, 很多時候你都見到這句說話。
Let me just give you two examples. This is on slide 9 of John 15:11, for example. These things I have spoken to you, Jesus says, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be what? Full.
他說,這些事我已經對你們說了,是要叫我的喜樂存在你們心裡,並叫你們的喜樂可以滿足。
And the joy of the Savior in the accomplishment of the redemption of God's people is ecstatic joy.
是一個很開心,當神的子民一起去敬拜祂的時候,是一件很開心的事。
That's the beginning place of joy for Christians in worship.
就是當一個基督徒去敬拜神,一個喜樂的源頭,一個喜樂的開始。
Looking into your own heart.
不是啊,去看,當你看回你自己內心的時候,
it's not certainly about trying to work up some type of joy by hand raising and hand clapping.
不是,就說你自己去,我去舉手,我去手舞足蹈,是這樣將我喜樂逼出來的。
Though both may be appropriate, in worship.
當然你可以在這些情形這樣做。
But my point is neither in themselves is it a way to get the joy.
不是在我們的裡面去找到這個喜樂。
See, joy begins when we look at the joy of Jesus. And how did Jesus get his joy? Through obedience. Obeying God the Father.
我們的喜樂是從耶穌基督而來。耶穌基督的喜樂是從這個順從天父的旨意而來。
This is on slide 10. The author of Hebrews states that very clearly. Hebrews 12:2. For the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
因那摆在面前的喜乐,又轻看羞辱,忍受了十字架的苦难,便坐在神宝座的右边。
You see, Jesus went to the cursed cross in obedience to the Father.
耶稣基督顺从父亲的旨意走上那个被咒诅的十字架上边。
And he did so because of his hope for the joy that would be reinstated to the Father as he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven at the Father's right hand.
因为当他这么做的时候，他去盼望有一日从这个死亡复活之后带来的喜乐。
And that's the same joy given to every Christian.
就是这个每一个基督徒应该有的喜乐。
It's your inheritance in the gospel good news.
就是当我们成为了基督徒这个好信息之后的一个所会有这个继承的事。
If you have placed your trust in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
如果当你将你的信放在神的里面的时候。
You know, there are different kinds of joys. You know that, right? It's a human being.
人有不同的喜樂。
You know, hey, you have fond memories, right? You know the kind of joy when you get married or when you have children.
當你結婚的時候,當你有小孩的時候,你有一種的喜樂。
That's one kind of joy.
是一種的喜樂。
There are different kinds of joy.
人生有很多不同的喜樂。
One that we fail to realize is when we suffer for Jesus.
当我们为耶稣受苦的时候，其实亦都是一种的喜乐。
Now, many have suffered. I'll just pick one example. Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Russian Gulag. You know what he said about his imprisonment for the name of Jesus? It was the, quote, beginning of joy in my life.
有一個俄國的人去坐牢的時候,他依然可以有這個喜樂。
Why?
為什麼呢?
Do brothers and sisters of the faith, why are they willing to suffer for the name of Jesus?
為什麼有些人會為了耶穌基督的緣故而去受苦呢?
Because Jesus was joyful, but also a man of sorrows.
当耶稣基督佢有佢嘅喜乐，亦都为到人去受苦。
And the Christian gospel is the only place in the world where sorrow and joy flow mingled down.
就喺呢个嘅基督教嘅里边，你睇到咗呢个喜乐同苦难系可以一齐。
You see how broad and deep joy really is?
你睇唔睇到呢啲嘅喜乐喺里边呢？
It has a depth to it. There is joy and sorrow together.
喺呢个嘅基督徒嘅喜乐里边，系佢有佢嘅深度，亦都睇到呢个喜乐同埋苦难去一齐。
Get close to Jesus.
我今日走去耶稣基督嘅前面。
And you'll realize that too.
你亦都会明白到。
Here's a way to think about this all. It's on slide 11. If we aim, again in worship, if we aim for our satisfaction in the mere process of worship, then neither God nor we will be satisfied.
如果你来敬拜神的时候，你即是为了你自己去开心的时候，可能你找不到这个喜乐。
But if we aim
但如果,
at God's satisfaction in worship, we will both be satisfied.
但如果我哋将呢个嘅焦点，我哋放喺神嘅满足嗰度嘅时候，我哋可能会揾到。
I put on that slide also another way to understand this. God gets the glory, we get the joy.
我哋去敬拜神嘅时候，神得到呢个嘅荣誉，我哋得到嗰个喜乐。
The Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 1, says, "What's the chief end of man?" And the answer in that catechism, which again is a tool to help children learn, is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
呢个新民主信条第一条，佢话人生存嘅目的系咩嘢？让我哋享受去爱敬拜神，享受佢永远嘅同在。
And some scholars think that instead of that conjunction "and," it ought to be "by."
但另一方面。
In other words, that the chief end of man is to glorify God by enjoying Him forever.
我们能够去, I'm sorry.
To glorify God and enjoy Him forever has that "and." If you substitute "and" with "by," people say that might bring the concept home a little bit better. By enjoying Him forever.
我们当透过是与神一起的时候，我们将这个的荣耀去归返给神。
God is glorified by our joy in Him.
当我们去享受与神一起的时候，我们将这个荣耀去给返神。
And how is that particularized? How can we practically do that today?
那今天我们可以怎样做呢？
Well, one thing to do is confess.
第一，我们去
Confess to Him all your other idolatries that have substituted for the worship of God.
第一，我哋去承认，好多时我哋揾咗唔同嘅偶像，我哋去取代神。
Confess to God, repent, believe of all the idolatries that you thought brought you joy rather than God.
亦都去向神去承认，你企图系透过其他嘅事、其他嘅偶像去取代神，亦都以为呢一啲嘅嘢可以将喜乐俾过你。
You see, sinners like you and I, we think joy and gladness are found in family.
好多时候可能你同我觉得我嘅家庭就会将所有嘅喜乐俾晒我。
Or a home.
或者我嘅屋企，我可以揾到我嘅喜乐。
Nice car.
或者一架好靓嘅车。
Sleek smartphone.
或者一个新嘅电话。
Souped up personal computer,
或者一个非常之好嘅电脑
a wonderful vacation,
或者去一个好好嘅旅行
See, we've been accustomed to settle for joys that are meager.
我好似觉得呢啲嘢就有咗佢哋就好够。
You know why they're meager?
好多，但其实啲嘢都系唔够俾到我哋嘅。
How do you feel when you come back from vacation?
因為你去完咗呢個旅行之後，你會點呢
？Awesome, it's over. I got to get back to work.
你第一段，我聽日又要翻工啦。
It's meager because it's short, short-lived joy.
呢啲事情只能夠俾到一個好短暫嘅一個嘅喜樂嚟。
You know what eternity means?
咩叫做永恒呢？
The joy in the Lord is eternal.
神嘅喜喺神里边嘅喜乐系永恒。
Even the devil can't take it away from you.
就算呢个魔鬼亦都唔可以将呢个喜乐喺你身上攞走。
It won't shrivel. It will grow in Christ.
喺基督嘅里边，你会慢慢不断嘅增长。
And in true worship,
在真的敬拜里面,
you and I are awakened to true joy.
在你和我都会是醒觉去见到真正的喜乐。
You know, there's nothing wrong with the things I mentioned.
刚才我讲过的东西, 不是有错。
It's just that we shouldn't seek them as the only source of our happiness, right? There's nothing wrong taking vacation.
你去旅行，你有好靓嘅车、家庭，呢啲唔系一个问题。唯一就系佢唔系你唯一得到喜乐嘅方法。
You just have to realize it's just so puny compared to the joy of the Lord.
你去睇到就话，当同神去比较，呢一切都系好渺小。
So it's okay to buy a new computer.
买一个新嘅电脑冇问题啊。
But as Augustine would say, love and do what you will.
奥古斯丁说啊，你去爱去做你要做的。
That means you love God first.
你爱神先。
And then go on vacation.
然后跟住你就去旅行。
Love God first is the key, right?
你将神摆喺你嘅爱嘅第一位系最重要嘅。
God wants you to have a happy family. Love God first and have the happy family.
神想你一个好快乐嘅家庭啊，爱咗神再爱你。
It's okay to have a second car.
有两架车不是一个问题。
Love God first and go ahead, have your second car.
先去爱了神去买第二架车。
But you need to know. You need to know the joy of the Lord.
你需要明白到爱神那个喜乐在哪里。
And when we worship rightly, we see God with all our hearts, and our hearts are made warm and glad.
你是不是今天尽心尽意尽性尽力爱你的神呢？
Do you know why? Because we now know that God must come first.
我们知道一件事最重要的，神在你的首位。
You know, worship is like repositioning the cosmos.
你好像其实好像敬拜神，就好像在这个宇宙里面将的行星的位置好像重新去摆过去一样。
Worship is like reordering the stars.
将的星重新将它编个位。
Because things are being put back in the right order.
将一切嘅嘢顺翻呢个先后嘅次序摆埋一齐。
Of course, the reverse happened at the fall of humanity, right?
但喺人嘅堕落嘅里边
，You know what happened at the fall of humanity? We forgot how to worship.
因为喺呢个情况之下，人唔记咗点样样去敬拜神。
We forgot how to put God first.
我哋唔记咗。先将神放在生命的首位。
And in our redemption, we learn again to right the wrong, to put that order right.
在神的救赎的情况之下，我们将一切纠正翻过来。
And worship is just a response, a celebration of that fact that God has enabled me to see that, enabled me to do that.
当我们敬拜神的时候，我就为了这个的重复翻的一个原本。
I'm just about out of time. Slide 12 has John Stott's quote on worship. We are most truly human when we are on our knees before God. Sin has caused us to seek our gladness in created things rather than the Creator.
司徒德他曾经这样说，他说当我们跪在神的面前的时候，我们就是回到对我们人性的本来一样。他说罪很多时候令到我们去在这个被造的事上面，而不在神创造的里面找回这个喜乐。
Jonathan Edwards teaches us much about worship. He's one of my heroes, one of the saints of the past.
这个的 Jonathan Edwards 曾经这样说。
And he said that religion consists of our affections.
他说当你去敬拜神的时候，你应该有这个的感情在里面。
The affections are the central core or what organizes your heart, mind, and will.
就是其实就是我们的知情意里面的中心的所在。
Don't misunderstand him. He's not referring to our feelings and our emotions when he states affections.
不是只是想去很感性地去敬拜神。
affections for Jonathan Edwards in his day was the core, what you're about, the core of your being.
当你是带着你的心去敬拜神,
it's the essence of your living.
当你去过你的生活的时候,
and that has gone awry because of our sin. Sin has caused a misdirecting of our affections.
当人的罪去令到我们将我们的注目放在其他事情的上边,
misdirecting our affections to our idolatries.
令到我们去敬拜其他的事.
Again, don't get Jonathan Edwards wrong. Do not misunderstand him. He does not define affections as what a person might feel or towards another person or object.
我们不是只是很感性的去敬拜.
But as slide 13 shows you, Edwards' affections is the convergence of your mind, your will, and your emotions so that they are pointed to one good thing.
将你的知、你的情、你的意都集中一起去敬拜神。
And worship, Edwards says, consists of aligning our affections correctly until we are glad.
我们将我们的注目放在神的上边去敬拜祂，直至到我们欢喜。
So good worship must engage both the mind with truth and your emotions with profound feeling.
所以我们需要有这个神的真理在我们里面，当你去敬拜神。
That's why doctrine is important. Sound doctrine is essential to true worship.
所以我们去敬拜神的时候，我需要有一个真正正确的真理。
You can't worship unless, you know, you can't. We can't worship that which we don't know, right?
你不可以去敬拜一个你不知道的神。
If you do not know Jesus Christ accurately as he's revealed himself in his word, how can you worship him?
但当你都不明白的时候，你怎么去敬拜神呢？
But the light of truth isn't just to inform your mind.
但这个不是只是讲到你的心里面究竟在想什么。
It's to move you. It's to warm your heart.
当你真正认识神的时候，是帮助你的心思去敬拜神。
Warm your heart for what?
去预备你的心去做些什么呢？
That you would want to crush your idols.
是想令到你将你内心的偶像去击倒。
You see, if in worship we only engage the mind, it's only an intellectual exercise.
如果你敬拜神只是一个知识的层面的时候，
But Jonathan Edwards says that worship happens when our affections, our core of our being, have been moved from our idolatry to God.
但当你去真是带着真心去敬拜神的时候，就不同了。That
means true worship would entail a transformation.
当你真正去敬拜神的时候，你会有这个改变。A
transformation of your desires.
去将你的内心所想所求的改变过来。
And that transformation will be lasting because our minds would be filled with vigorous, strong challenges of truth.
当这个真理令到你的内心觉得有这个挑战的时候，又会改变你，而这个改变会是继续的。But
your emotions be moved to act. Do you know why?
但是接着你会化成这个行动。
Because you now know what is true.
因为你今天到这一刻，你明白什么叫做真理。
And Edwards learned about worship from Augustine, the great church father.
Jonathan Edwards所讲的都是这个奥古斯丁而来。
And again, they both said people are always motivated, and you know this as a human being, by joy.
因为这个喜乐的缘故，所以他们得到这个
Of course, Sigmund Freud perverted that.
这个Sigmund Freud，他当然不是这么讲。
But he was right on the principle.
但在这个原则上面，他是对的。
Augustine put it this way, every man, whatsoever his condition, desires to be happy.
奥古斯丁说，每个人在每一种情况，他都希望在那个情况里面，他很开心。
You see, there's no man who does not desire this, and each one desires it, says Augustine, with such earnestness that he prefers it to all other things.
他说他想爱的其他的东西比想爱这些更加的多。
So God made us, He wired us to be glad.
神想我哋有喜乐。
He wired us so that you could know joy.
他想你去明白咩叫真正嘅喜乐。
And so the words, the hymns, the songs, the confessions, the prayers, the sermons and worship, they're all intended to show you something, show you true gladness.
无论在这个的敬拜里面的诗歌，无论在这个的读经，每样东西其实都有一个目的，就想你去真正的敬拜神，有这个喜乐。
And God in His sovereign power does something miraculous. He pushes us, pushes our hearts to recognize our idols.
而神很想在祂的奇妙的里面去推使我们去明白。
And you know what He does? He knocks over the idol.
祂将这个偶像去打倒。
The idols of our hearts, He knocks it over by going to the cross.
I'm sorry.
He knocks over every idol of your heart by going to the cross.
祂将一切的偶像去打倒，然后走向这个十字架上面。
And you know what He does? He polishes the altar as He knocks it over, knocks over the idols. He polishes the altar with the blood of Jesus Christ.
他将这一切的偶像去打倒，而用他的宝血去清洗这个的圣桌。
You see, that's what worship is. God plants in your heart a new desire for Him.
去好使我们去明白到。
And that desire is better than anything else.
这个令到我们去渴求神，而这渴求比一切其他的更加好。
God has that kind of power.
神有这样的能力。
Change human heart.
去改变人的心。
And that's what He does. And that enables you to truly worship.
去好使你今天能够真正的去敬拜神。
You know, the greatest thing in the world is a sovereign God who has the power to do in our hearts, by the gospel, by what His Son did, that we can't do.
就是透过祂的儿子耶稣基督，令到我们今天可以这样做。
That's why you ought to come to worship gladly, because He's done something and given it to you that is impossible for you to accomplish.
正如这样的原因，所以祂今天希望你是真的带着喜乐去敬拜祂。
Does that make sense? If something that you need can only be given to you, and God has done that, isn't it valuable?
你睇到神系将呢一样俾过你嘅时候，系一件几有价值嘅事。
Yet all of us know how foolish we are. We just shrug it aside. I don't need that. I know what's better. I know what's true joy.
很多时候我们会说我自己知道什么叫真正的喜乐。
So what will you do today?
今天你会怎样做呢?
Will you learn to truly worship?
你会不会学什么叫真正的敬拜呢?
Or will this be just another day go by?
会不会只是又是另外的一天呢?
Father, we thank you for this brief time of looking at the Psalms.
我们用了这小时间去看这个诗篇。
And so I pray, Lord, that you would raise up worshipers here.
我们都求你去兴起今天敬拜你的人。
That people would realize that they've been fooled into thinking that life's something other than knowing you.
他们如果觉得自己可以不需要认识你的时候，是一件愚拙的事。
And whether a Christian or not,
无论是不是基督徒都好
we all realize something of that effect.
很多时候我都知道最终有这个后果在这里
Because there's a battle going on for our very souls.
因为在我们的内心里面有这个的挣扎
That our own sinful tendencies, our own idolatries are pulling us away from you.
很多时候我们都因为个偶像将我们拉到去另一边
But thanks be to God that Christians know that.And are willing to enter the fray, enter the fight.
让基督徒都去明白呢啲事，去进入你嘅里边。
And they've gotten a victory because the divine warrior, the Lord Jesus, has gotten it for them through His death and resurrection.
去透过佢嘅死亡，我哋可以今日明白，亦都知道，亦都攞到。
But like any defeated foe, he hasn't been put away yet. And so the battle is fierce.
我们看到这个的争战都是继续。
And so help us, Lord, to realize that and to see that worship can certainly help us in that battle.
让我们能够在这个争战里面看得很清楚。
So we pray, Lord, for your help to digest some of these things today.
去明白这一切。
But we ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督名求。